Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Thanks a lot for the lift, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, who was the girl you were standing with over on Elm Street?
Oh, she was just a girl.
Yeah, well, I could see she was a girl. What were you talking to her about?
I wasn't talking to her, Dad. She was talking to me.
In other words, you wish I hadn't brought the whole thing up.
Well, yeah, kind of, Dad. You know how it is.
Oh, Wally.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Wally, if you see your father when he comes in, you tell him I want to talk to him. He just can't let this go on any longer. He has to talk to the Beaver and put an end to it right away.
Gee, Mom, you don't have to yell at me. Dad's right in the den.
Oh.
Oh, here I am. What is it I'm supposed to put a stop to?
Well, I didn't know you were in the den. Well,
I'm kind of sneaky that way.
Beaver traded his new sweater for a cheap little magnifying glass.
You mean he got taken again?
Yes.
How many times have I told him that every time he gets in a trade, he gets the worst of it?
Well, you better go upstairs and tell him again. And make sure he gets that sweater back.
All right. But you know, one of these days, I'm going to come home and find that everything's all right. Both boys have been perfect. And I'll know I'm in the wrong house.
Beaver, what are you doing?
Look at my fingerprint. Hey, wouldn't it be neat if a crook didn't have any fingerprints? Then the police couldn't catch him.
That's against the law not to have any fingerprints. Hey, that's a hunk of junk. What'd you trade for it?
Nothing much.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Look at the neat magnifying glass I got.
Yes, your mother tells me you traded your new sweater for that neat magnifying glass.
Boy, Beaver, what a chump.
All right, son, I want you to get that sweater back the first thing in the morning.
Gee, Dad, that would make me an Indian trader.
Well, then you'll just have to be one.
Yes, sir.
And, son, I don't want you making any more of these trades.
Gee, Dad, all the guys are all the time trading stuff.
Well, but, Beaver, you get the worst of it every single time. Son, you've just got to learn the value of things.
Sure, Beaver. Doesn't it make you feel like a dope, getting gypped all the time?
Gee, no. Guys like me when they can gyp me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beaver. You make a resolution right here and now that you're not going to be gypped again. You've got to be a lot smarter in these deals, son.
Yes, sir.
And you get that sweater back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Beav, what if this guy won't give you your sweater back?
Oh, he'll give it back. I'm bigger than he is.
Yeah, but he got it away from you, so he must be smarter than you are.
Yeah, but for getting stuff back, it's better to be bigger than smarter. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Beaver.
Got my sweater back.
Well, so I see. That's fine, Beaver. What's in the box?
Oh, this is another treat I made.
Well, I hope you didn't get the worst of the bargain this time.
Oh, gee, no, Mom. I only laid out 50 cents and I got a whole rat.
What?
A rat. His name is Peter Gunn. And he's real friendly. He'll climb all over you.
Oh, Beaver.
Is there something the matter, Mom?
Well, I just don't like the idea of your having a rat.
But, gee, Mom. Well, Dad said I could trade with the guys if I got the best of it. Well, I did get the best of it. I never heard of a guy who got a rat for 50 cents. At least one that was alive.
Well, Beaver, you're just going to have to talk to your father about this when he gets home. But right now, would you please get that rat out of my kitchen?
Gee, Mom, he's not a sewer rat or a garbage rat. He's lived with people all his life.
Why?
You're just going to have to go upstairs again and talk to the Beaver.
What's the matter? Didn't he get his sweater back?
Oh, he got his sweater back, but he also brought something else home. A rat.
A what?
A black and white rat in a shoebox. He gave 50 cents for it in a trade.
Well, that sounds like quite a bargain.
You're as bad as he is.
Oh, dear, when I was Beaver's age, I had white mice, a rabbit, a turtle. Well, I even had a garter snake.
Ward, look, you lived on a farm. Beaver can't keep a rat in his room. Honey, I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you could talk him into getting rid of it.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Two children are enough without adopting a rat.
Hey, that's a pretty good rat you got for 50 cents. Who'd you get him from?
Harry Henderson. His mother said either he had to go or the rat had to go. Harry didn't know where to go, so he traded him to me.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Well, I got my sweater back, and I made a real neat trade for a rat. His name is Peter Gunn.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, he doesn't bite or he doesn't act mean or anything. Huh. I don't think he knows he's a rat.
You want to see him, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a very fine-looking rat, Beaver. But I have a feeling that your mother would be a lot happier if you traded him for something else.
She did. What's Mom got against rats?
Oh, it's not just your mother, Beaver. It's just that women don't seem to have as soft a spot in their hearts for rats as we men do.
Sure, Beef. You know how it is. They don't like blood or dirt or any of those neat things.
I tell you what, Beaver, you could do me a big favor. Before you get too attached to Peter here, why don't you trade him off for something else you'd enjoy?
Okay, Dad. But, gee, I don't know anything I'd like as much as a rat. Well, unless it be a skunk.
He's not making it any better, is he, Dad?
Please, Beaver.
Well, okay, Dad. I'll see what I can trade him for.
Thanks a lot, Beav. Oh, and Beaver, before you come down to supper, wash your hands.
Well, gee, Dad. I already washed when I came home.
Well, wash them again.
Okay, Dad. Hey, Wally, how come Dad wants me to wash my hands twice?
Oh, I don't know either. Yeah, but why go make a big thing out of it?
Did you talk Beaver into getting rid of that rat?
Yeah, he's going to try and trade him for something else tomorrow.
Good. How'd you convince him?
Oh, I just told him that women were full of strange quirks and it was up to us to humor them.
Thanks a lot. You got home a little late today.
Yeah, I gave Fred Rutherford a lift. Oh, by the way, they want us to come over Tuesday.
Bridge?
No, Fred has some color movies of Lumpy he took when he was a baby that he wants us to see.
Oh, why does he always pick on us for things like that?
I think because he knows we're too polite to walk out on him.
Hey, what are you doing with Dad's tools?
Oh, I'm just putting a heel back on my shoe. Fell off on the way home from school.
Hey, did you get rid of Peter Gunn?
Yeah, I traded him for $3.
Which one of the guys was the big sucker?
Oh, it wasn't a guy. I traded him to Violet Rutherford.
You mean Lumpy's sister? Well, what would she want with a rat?
Well, she's not one of those girly girls. Well, she can beat up 3 of the guys in our class.
Oh, I don't know, Beef. Selling a rat to a girl, that sounds like a lot of trouble to me.
Gee, what kind of trouble could it be? Well, I made a real neat trade.
Hey, you know something, Beaver? That might kind of hurt when you wear it.
Ha, ha, ha. You don't have to be so funny.
Hey, what are you doing now?
I'm going to bend him over.
Violet Rutherford, you are not going to keep that rat in this house, and that is final.
But, Daddy, please, Daddy.
It won't do you any good to scream.
It always has before, Daddy.
You stay out of this, Clarence.
But, Daddy, he's the sweetest rat I ever knew.
Now, don't start sentimentalizing that creature. The house is no place for a rodent, so you just take it out and lose it or something.
But, Daddy, I can't do that. I paid $3 for him.
You what? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you goofy kid. There's one thing I can't stand, Daddy. It's stupid people.
Clarence, will you go do your homework and let me finish this discussion with Violet?
I don't have any homework.
Well, then go watch television or read your comic books or something.
Yes, Daddy.
Now, Violet, Daddy doesn't want to upset you, but it's ridiculous to pay $3 for an animal like that.
But I wanted him so bad.
Well, you don't want to go through life having people take advantage of you, do you?
I guess not.
Well, then, you get your money back tomorrow from the little operator that sold you that rat.
Gee, I'd be too embarrassed, Daddy. Beaver's one of my best friends.
Oh, you bought this from Beaver Cleaver? Well, then I'll take care of the whole thing. I'll get your money back from the Cleaver boy.
Gee, Daddy, please don't go over there and make a big fuss with his parents and make me look silly.
Well, now, when has your old father ever made you look silly?
Gee, Daddy, lots of times.
Well, don't worry. Mr. Cleaver is a very good friend of mine. I'll go over this evening and handle the whole thing very diplomatically.
All right, but I'm going to have Mommy get something for Peter Gunn to eat.
All right, dear.
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing on but historical epics that cost $20 million and run for 4 hours.
What about it?
Well, if I walk out on one of those, I feel I'm walking out on the banks in my country.
Well, I guess we could...
I'll get it. Oh, hello, Fred.
Good evening, Ward.
Well, come on in. It's Fred Rutherford there.
See?
Good evening, Fred. I guess we'll be seeing you on Tuesday.
That's right. I've got some great pictures of my big fellow when he was a baby.
Fine, Fred.
Nice seeing you, June. Ward, I'll just take a minute of your time.
Well, come on in the den.
Ward, we've been friends for a long time.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Well, then I'm sure you won't take offense at a rather direct question.
Oh, not at all.
You don't want your little Theodore to grow up to be a gyp artist, do you?
A gyp artist?
Yes. He pulled a rather sharp deal on my youngest.
You mean Violet?
Yes. He sold her a mangy old rat for $3.
Oh, so that's what he did with Peter Gunn.
Now, Ward, you tell me if one of mine pulled a stunt like this.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, Fred, I happen to know that he only paid 50 cents for the rat in the first place. I certainly don't want him taking advantage of anyone like that. I'll see that she gets her money back tomorrow.
Good fellow. Good night, Mr. C. Sorry to take the old squire away from the hearth.
That's quite all right, Fred.
See you down at the salt mines, Ward.
Good night, Fred.
What's the trouble, squire?
Well, it seems that Beaver sold Peter Gunn to Violet Rutherford for $3.
Well, that sounds like a very good deal.
Yeah, it was too good a deal. After all, Violet's just a girl. She can't be expected to know the going price of rodents.
Well, honey, last night you told Beaver that he was going to have to be a lot smarter when he makes a deal. Looks to me like you're going to have to reverse yourself a little.
Yeah, I guess I am. Well, that won't be the first time the father's had to reverse himself.
I had a funny feeling.
About what?
Well, I sold a 50-cent rat to Violet Rutherford for $3. And then tonight her father comes to see my dad.
Well, so?
So I got a funny feeling I'm going to lose my $3.
Yeah, usually when parents talk with other parents, the kids end up getting the business.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, fellas. Say, Beaver, there's something I want to talk to you about. You see...
It's okay, Dad. I'll give Violet back her $3.
Yeah, Dad. He was all set to get clobbered.
Oh. Well, Beaver, I know I told you to be a lot smarter in making these trades, but you really kind of went overboard here, son. You know it's the right thing to give the money back.
Yeah, I know it's the right thing, Dad, but it still hurts.
Dad, Violet was happy to pay the $3 for the rat.
Yeah, And Beaver was happy to give his new sweater to Harry for a 25-cent magnifying glass.
Yeah. How come, Dad?
Well, Beaver, you and Violet are children still, and you see something you want, and you don't stop to think about the value of it. You just plunge in head first and try and get it. You understand what I'm driving at, son?
I guess so. I gotta get the $3 back.
Oh, fine, Beaver.
I'll ever understand the stuff Dad tells us.
Well, sure you will. But it won't do you any good.
How come?
Well, because by that time, you'll have a whole bunch of kids of your own, and they'll be just as stupid as you are now.
Hello there, Beaver.
Hi, Mom. I gave Violet Rutherford back the $3.
Oh, well, that's just fine, Beaver. What's that?
Well, Peter Gunn, Mom. Look, he's got a whole quarter of an inch.
Beaver, why did you bring him back?
Well, gee, Mom. You wouldn't want me to give Violet back her $3 and not get anything for it. Dad would think I was being a dope again.
Do you mean from now on you intend to keep Peter Gunn here in the house?
What else can I do? I've never heard of an orphan's home for rats.
Well, all right, Beaver, you can take him up to your room until your father comes home. But don't let him out of that box.
You're not mad at me, are you, Mom?
Of course not, Beaver.
That's good. Because I like Peter Gunn, but I like you a whole lot more.
Oh, Beaver.
I'll be seeing you, Mom. No, Wally. Now that Peter Gunn is back, I might save up and buy a friend.
Well, how do you know he wants a friend?
If you were a rat, wouldn't you want a friend?
Yeah, I guess so. There's probably nothing worse than a lonely rat. Hey, what's that junk?
Some of the diced carrots Mom gave us for supper.
Hey, if I would have known they were that good, I wouldn't have hid them under my potatoes.
Ward, I don't want to hurt Beaver's feelings, but I'm just not going to have that rat in the house.
Well, dear, why don't we do with this problem what we do down at the office? Just put it off for a couple of days and see if it doesn't go away.
But you just can't...
Excuse me.
Oh, well, Fred.
Ward, I've got to see you right away.
Who is it, Ward?
Oh, it's Fred, dear.
Good evening, Mrs. C.
Good evening, Fred.
Well, come on in here.
Ward, I've got to have that rat back.
The one Beaver sold to Violet?
Yes, Gwendolyn's formed some sort of affection for it.
Your what?
Well, now, it's no laughing matter, Ward. For the 2 days that Violet had it at our house, Gwendolyn took care of it and fed it, and, well, I guess she and Peter Gunn got to like each other. Well, you know how it is.
Oh, of course, Fred. Well, sit down. I'll get Beaver down here and see if we can't straighten this out. Beaver, would you come down here a minute?
Right away, Dad.
What's the matter, Ward?
Oh, Gwendolyn fell in love with Peter Gunn.
She blames me for making Violet give it back to Beaver.
Dad? Well, I wasn't doing anything. Oh, hi, Mr. Rutherford.
Good evening, Theodore.
Beaver, Mr. Rutherford has a problem.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Rutherford?
Theodore, I wonder if you'd mind letting your Uncle Fred have the rat back.
Gee, I was kind of counting on keeping him this time. Well, I was even going to save up and buy him a friend.
I know just how you feel. But I know someone who cares a great deal more for him than you do.
Violet?
No, Beaver. Mrs. Rutherford.
Oh?
Look, Beaver, I'll tell you what. Uncle Fred will give you $5 for Peter Gunn.
$5?
$5.
Mr. Rutherford. You can have him for 50 cents. I'll go up and get him now.
Thank you, Theodore. I'll bet you think I'm an awful ninny, don't you, Ward?
Oh, no, not at all.
You know, for years, Gwendolyn's had great affection for animals. And I guess when Peter Gunn looked up at her with those big brown eyes, it sort of melted her heart.
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing?
Well, I'm selling Peter Gunn back to Mr. Rutherford on account of his wife likes him.
Well, yeah, but I thought you liked him.
Well, I do. But I'm just a kid, and I can find plenty of things to like. But Mrs. Rutherford's a grown-up lady. And she's got more right to him than I do. You want to say goodbye to him, Wally?
Nah, that's corny.
I don't care if it is corny. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to him. Goodbye, Peter Gunn. The Rutherfords aren't so bad. But watch out for that lumpy. Beaver?
Do you want something, son?
No. I just thought I'd come down here and say goodnight.
We would have been coming up soon to say goodnight.
Yeah, but I figured I'd come down here and say goodnight.
Well, goodnight, son.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Dad, can I ask you something and you won't get mad?
Well, of course not, Beaver.
How come Mr. Rutherford wanted to pay a whole $5 for a 50-cent rat?
Well, Beaver, I guess he wanted that rat so badly he would have paid almost any price to get it.
But you told me only kids did goofy stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did, Beaver. But after thinking it over, I guess we never get too old to do goofy stuff. We just get old enough to think we don't.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Night, Beaver.
Night.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.